The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Your mum's not in, Mark, lad.
Oh, hello, Mr. Davis. Didn't see you there behind the fence. Doing a bit of gardening.
Ah, just tidying my borders. Hey, well, what's this Mr. Davis stuff? You always used to call me Bryn when you lived here.
Aye, Bryn then. I thought I'd catch my mum in a lunch break.
Well, your mum stopped coming home for her lunch. Started taking snapping.
Oh, since when?
Since she got in trouble for going back late. She has to watch it with that foreman. Oh, he's a right stickler. Got it in for her, I shouldn't wonder. Since you complained about the ventilation.
Oh, right. Well, I'll try and get round at tea time then.
She won't be in there neither. She's going straight up to your Uncle Bill's at Fenton. Taking your gran with her so they can sort him out.
You seem to know a lot about it.
Well, neighbours often do know more than family. Your mother's a lonely woman now your dad's away. Your Wendy's off somewhere. You hardly ever come round. And even Cheryl stopped coming this last couple of weeks.
Oh, aye. Well, some neighbours are only too ready to fill the gap, if you ask me.
If family can't be bothered to visit, they can't complain.
Get that dog in back kitchen out of my way, else I shall go spare.
Come on, Shakespeare, good boy. Come on,
down,
get off
down,
me.
Down, Shakespeare. He only does it because
he likes me, I know. I wish I was popular with some folks as I am with your dog. Go on, get in there.
Thank goodness for that.
If I can't have a day in bed when I'm failing a bit under the weather with a height of hell bracking loose.
We didn't know what we might find. If Irene hadn't remembered where you kept your key, we were going to call police.
Police? I'd have never forgiven thee if you'd have brought police in, by heck.
She meant it for the best, you know.
Once keep her nose height.
Now, you must admit you were glad to see us last week.
And you were glad enough of that meal we cooked you.
Oh, maybe I was, but I could have managed. If I'd have really needed help, I should have given you a ring. I'm not daft.
And your Shakespeare were glad of a walk. He only got as far as first lamppost.
And it might not have been flu. You might have had a fall. And then you might not have been able to get to the phone.
Oh, leave us alone. You're like a couple of bees buzzing round me head, nattering me.
You want some nattering?
Yeah, cross on it,
lad. You just watch it.
Well, you're as bad as her as cross the road. There's always in here nosing about.
Incidentally, Uncle Bill, how did she happen to know my name?
Oh, must have got his eye on me one time or another, asking about me family and that. I seems to think as cos her's a widow and I'm a widower.
Well, oh, I see. A bit of romance in the air, is there?
If there is, it's one-sided. I've been married once, and once is enough for any bloke to cope with.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I do. And them as thinks as any man, or any woman for that matter, can have more than one mate and stay sane, he's got another thing coming.
For once, I agree with you, Bill. And you just take note, Irene.
Meaning what?
Meaning whatever you want it to mean. None of my business, but there's some folks as look very attractive on surface, but they're not in same class as your Ray, and never will be.
Sybil!
Mark, come in. Oh, what a nice surprise.
Yeah, well, I've had a postcard from our Wendy. I thought I'd bring it round to show you. Put your mind at rest that she hasn't been abducted. It's a bit dirty. Don't know where she finds them or what the postman thinks.
Let me see. Oh! Trust Wendy. Can I read it?
Yeah, it doesn't say much.
Having a terrible time. Glad you're not here.
Better than nothing. Shows she's alive, though.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. You are thoughtful.
Right. Well, I'll be off now. I just dropped in.
Oh, don't go yet, Mark. I was just making a cuppa. Stay and have a cuppa.
Go on, then. But it'll only be for a minute.
I've not had a postcard from Peter. I've not had anything. I think he's gone for good. I don't think I shall hear from him again.
Oh, come on. It's early days yet.
No. I have a feeling he's left me. I'm all on my own again.
Of course you're not.
I've been thinking about you a lot since last week, Mark. what you told me about you being gay. I don't think you are gay. I think it's just a phase you're going through till you find the right girl.
No, it's not, Sib. It's not a phase.
But you won't know for certain unless you try. Give us a cuddle like you did last week.
No, Sib. Get off me. It's not on. Last week were different. You were crying.
I could cry now if that had helped.
Don't be daft.
Sybil! Sib, I'm back.
Peter! I wasn't expecting you.
No, it doesn't look like it. And who's this then? What happened to all that stuff about I'll never desert you, I'll never walk away? I've only been gone 2 weeks and you got your arms around somebody else.
Right now, it's time we got you organised for winter.
I am organised.
Oh, no, you're not. You told me yourself you didn't feel like getting up because bedroom were too cold.
It was a cold snap. Bedroom always gets cold when it's freezing outside. It stands to reason. You can't organise weather. Well, I expect you'll think you can.
You shouldn't be going to bed in a cold room.
I've always gone bed in a cold room. It's healthy.
It may have been healthy when you were younger, but you've got to realise you're knocking on a bit now. You've got to look after yourself, and a freezing cold bedroom in winter's not a good idea.
No, Duck, I don't have any option. I can't afford eating my bedroom as well as my living room.
If you can afford to eat your bedroom, you should bring your bed downstairs.
What, be in one room, oldie? Like an invalid?
Be in one warm room all day.
No, it's healthy as a change of air.
It's healthy to get a change of air, going for a walk well wrapped up. But in the house, where you're sitting and you're not getting the exercise, you should keep yourself warm.
There's some chance of keeping warm in this house. It's full of drafts, this room is. Full of drafts. These doors is open straight out on straight. Wind comes whistling in. I tucked a bit of felt over the letterbox.
We know about that. We tried to look in.
It still comes under the door, round the top of the door, round both sides of the door.
Right. I'm going to knit you a sausage.
Knit me a sausage? That'll be some fry-up.
A sausage for bottom of door, you daft apus.
And I've a bit of an old curtain. Really heavy stuff. We'll hang that up behind the door as well.
And you can put some strips of adhesive foam round.
No, it'll only come through the windows.
Ooh, you need double glazing.
Perhaps I do. But I'm not made of money.
You can get that plastic film and stick it over. You'd be amazed the difference it makes.
And who's going to do all this then?
I am. I know all about it.
And what makes you such an authority?
We had somebody around to our day centre from social services. Described all these ideas to us. Very interesting it were. But some of poor old things can't take it in. Goes in one ear and out t'other. So I've taken it upon myself to do something about it for t'other old folks. Get them organised, lad.
I bet they're enjoying that.
They can like it or lump it. It's for their own good. Anyway, I've been learning it all up.
Oh, echo.
You can all echo as much as you like. You should thank your lucky stars you got me to organise you. Another thing. Is your loft insulated?
Ah, it is, Mrs. Cleverboots. I had that done when it first come out.
Well, you get one good mark, then. How about your underwear?
Mother?
Me underwear?
Your underpants, then. What are they like?
It's none of your business what my underpants are like. That's one thing I'm not telling thee.
Please yourself. But if you think yours would be the first men's underpants I've ever seen, you're way off mark. Rainy. Do you buy him a Christmas present?
Yeah, we buy him something or other. I can't think why.
Right. Well, this year, see as you make it a couple of pairs of thermal long johns.
Oh, heck. Oh, God.
You do believe me, Peter. There were nothing to it. Just Wendy's brother coming round to show me a postcard.
It takes some believing.
Well, you see, Wendy and me had a big row after she told me about... Oh.
Told you about what?
Oh, we're nothing important.
You wouldn't have a big row about something that wasn't important. What was it?
Honestly, it were nothing.
She overheard my telephone call, didn't she?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. Come on, own up. Tell the truth.
Peter, you're hurting me. You've no right to come and behave like this. You just went off without a word. You didn't tell me the truth.
So you do know?
Oh, Peter, you could have told me. I'd have understood. I'd have understood better than you just dashing off like that.
Oh, I was frightened to losing you. Sybil, you're my last chance. Tell me you'll stick by me, no matter what happens.
Yeah. Of course I will, Peter. I love you, don't I? But I don't properly understand what it all means. Does it mean we shall never be able to, well, you know, go to bed together? Is that what it means?
Oh, it's no use, Bryn. There I was last week lying to me mother. He's just come round for his greenhouse eater and his secateurs, and she could tell I wasn't speaking the truth. Oh, she knew what was going on.
Of course she didn't. You're imagining it.
I don't know how much she heard, but she's been dropping hints.
Well, so what?
So, it's not me, Bryn. Oh, I can't have that feeling of not being open with everybody, especially my own family. I can't go round hiding things from my mum and my kids.
Well, then, I'm not asking you to have a hole-and-corner affair. Be open about it. Come and live with me.
What? And pop around every morning and check Ray's all right?
Well, I could sell up. We can move.
Oh, can't you see, Bryn? I can't walk out on him, not till he's properly better. Oh. And he's got to have something to get better for, something to live for.
Mm. And what about you? Don't you need something to live for?
When I stood at that altar and promised to love him in sickness and health, I admit, my idea of sickness was nursing him through a bout of flu. I never thought I'd have to look after a man who might, well, never be a proper man again. I never thought I'd have to face an end to my sex life while I'm still...
You don't have to. That's what I'm telling you. You don't have to any more than I have to. We've been put together for a reason.
Bryn, you can get married again. You're free. But I'm not. Oh, I know it'd be easy, give in and have a good time. But it's not just Ray I'm thinking of, it's myself as well. If I did what you want, Bryn, I'd not be able to live with myself. I should lose my self-respect if I did that on Ray. I shouldn't be able to hold my head up in front of my kids or anybody.
Well, that's your final decision, is it?
That's final, Bryn.
More bothered about what other people think than what you and me feel.
No, it's not like that.
Just been leading me on like for a bit of amusement.
No, Bryn.
I better take my greenhouse heater and go.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bryn. I wish...
Yeah, well... Maybe I'll pop round tomorrow and...
No, Bryn. You've got to stop coming round at all. At least while I'm alone in the house.
Oh, I see. You don't even want my friendship now. I shall know what to think about that, Rini Kokloff. Especially when it comes to giving evidence at tribunals.
Oh, Bryn, don't be on your dignity. Oh, if only you knew. You mustn't come because it's too much temptation. Too much temptation.
Joyce Holliday wrote today's episode of The Kokloffs, which was devised by Tony Perrin. The serial is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Kokloffs return with another episode on Monday.